If you've sat in Atlanta traffic, you've probably had an ambulance speed past you at some point with lights and siren blaring. A new book by a former paramedic at Grady Hospital lets readers ride along. Kevin Hazard spent a decade driving an ambulance around the city, and he recounts some of his experiences in his memoir, A Thousand Naked Strangers. Producer Mike Johns sat down with Hazard to talk about the book.
I'd like you to read a passage from the book. So this is your sort of first glimpse at Grady.
Grady Memorial Hospital looms large in Atlanta's consciousness. To many is a place of horror stories and ghost stories, of lawless halls teeming with the poor, the crazy, and the critically ill. My first close view of it comes in the dark of a June morning as I await the start of a 4 a.m. ride-along. The giant lighted cross atop the hospital glows red in the dark sky, and steam from a pair of smokestacks slowly rolls out like a blanket of fog. There's a large moon in the otherwise empty sky. Somewhere in the distance, a lonely siren wails.
Can you talk about the difference that you saw in this sort of mythic Grady Hospital and in the actual place?
Yeah, you know, when you say the words Grady, everybody has, you know, there are a few things that pop in their head. One is exactly what I described in the beginning, this sort of almost haunted house where, you know, it's perched in the middle of Atlanta, like this, you know, almost like the Bates Motel. Mm-hmm. And people go past and they hear that, man, if you wake up at Grady, you know you've had a bad night. And, you know, to a degree that is true. There are, if you are critically injured or burned in a large swath of the Southeast, Grady's going to be the place that you're either driven or flown to. So, you know, all the stories of like, hey, if you're shot or you're in a car wreck, you want to go to Grady. That's 100% true. And that is the first part of what I found interesting, that it is this huge and very well-respected trauma center. It is a proving ground. The flip side to that, of course, is that it's also a public hospital. So, you know, you hear like, man, if you go to Grady, you're going to be sitting next to, there's going to be a homeless guy here, or, you know, there's going to be a drunk guy here or a crazy guy here. And that is all 100% true. It is a public hospital, and it serves a majority of, or a huge chunk of the state's indigent patient population. It's really a remarkable place, and it provides so many different services. But when you get right into it and you meet the people, they're really proud to be there.
You describe in the book being stopped in a hardware store after a particularly brutal shift. There's blood all over your shirt. And the guy at the register asks you, what's the worst thing that you've ever seen? Can you talk a little bit about getting that question?
Yeah, you know, as I mentioned in the book, I'm not as offended by it as other people.
Yeah.
They are definitely, I know people who genuinely get angry when they're asked that question.
And where do you think that comes from?
Because I think in their mind, it's someone who has never taken part in it, who is trying to voyeuristically peer into the ugliest part of their job. They don't say like, hey, why do you have pride in your job? They want to know, like, hey, what's the most gruesome thing? And, you know, as I mentioned in the story, we've all seen, you know, the brutal side of human nature. And you realize very quickly that's really not what people, they want something more cinematic. So the truth is, like, you know, the worst thing I've ever seen, it's not a story you want to hear. Yeah. And as you start to tell it, you can see their eyes glaze over because they're like, oh. And so I usually would try to find a way to tell what I found to be a fun story.
Yeah. Isn't this whole book, in a way, a sort of answer to that question?
It really is, because I always felt, and so did the people that I worked with, you know, we used to say to each other, I wish somebody would tell our story the way we tell it to each other. And it has, every dark moment has levity in it. Somewhere at the end of every tunnel, there's a light. Mm-hmm. And so no matter how dark a rabbit hole you go into, you can almost always find something to laugh at.
And so you showed up and punched in for right around a decade, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did doing this job and seeing the things that you saw, how did that affect your relationship with this city where you lived?
You know, it's funny. We've since moved, and I said to my wife, I will never know any city the way I know Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a point when you've been doing it long enough that with your eyes closed, you know what road you're on. And you know, hey, be careful, there's a pothole coming up in about 50 yards. Like you've just driven it so much that you know every turn, every house. And then you get to know the people, you get to know the different neighborhoods, different feels, you know, kind of the flavor of the parts of the city that most people don't get to see. But then there's also the other side of it. You know, I can't drive around here without saying, oh, man, you see that intersection right there? Or this one time, or a house. You know, there's a guy that used to live there, and he was nuts. And he said, you know, I always tell those stories because I can't go anywhere without seeing the ghosts of this job. You know, the like all those memories pop up on every single street.
Now, you got into it, you know, because it's a thing that's larger than yourself and something that, you know, you felt would be a good thing to do. But what kept you in the job for as long?
You know, that to me was always the most interesting question because, you know, there are a lot of reasons that people get into it. You know, and for the most part, they're pretty practical. But a new EMT makes about $11 an hour in a lot of places. You can make that at Starbucks.
Yeah.
So why aren't you at Starbucks? Why don't you quit tomorrow and go to Starbucks? It'd be a whole lot easier to serve coffee than it will be here, you know, people shooting around you or someone throwing up on you. Starbucks doesn't make you work on Christmas outside in the rain.
Yeah.
You know, it's a much easier job to do. And, you know, I used to ask myself that question all the time. Why are you still here? It's 8 years in. You've essentially done what you came to do. Why are you still here? And the truth is, there's nowhere else in the world that you can do what you do on an ambulance. You work in a hospital, you're surrounded by staff and air conditioning and power switch, and there's a guy walking down the hall with a mop. It's an orderly, regulated place. But Simpson Road is not orderly and regulated. You know, the connector is not orderly and regulated. The Claremont Lounge is not orderly and regulated. And so when you go to these places because something has gone terribly wrong and you get to step into that moment when chaos is whizzing all around you and basically all the rules go out the window because you have to do this really difficult thing really quickly and get them out of there, there's a great freedom that you receive for being in that moment. And that feeling of being right in the midst of it, frankly, it's fun. It's just an incredible thing. It's an honor to be able to do it, but it's also just really fun to be able to do it. And when all hell is breaking loose around you and everybody's panicking and you're kind of right in the center of that moment, that is, you aren't going to get that anywhere else. And you know that. You know, the minute I quit, I will never get to do this again. So make sure before you leave that you soak up every second. Eventually, when I didn't enjoy it as much as darn it, I clearly run my course. The time has come.
Kevin Hazard, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.